98.9 WGUF. He once had an awkward moment just to see how it feels. Dave Elliott on 98.9 WGUF.
8:20 on the Dave Elliott Show. Happy to have you here on a Thursday morning. And I'm here to tell you we have another great day in paradise. Always look forward to having a chance to chat with folks who are making things happen in this town, as you know. And one such person is on the phone with us right now. He's Chuck Hallberg, the co-chairman of this year's Naples Winter Wine Fest. Hi, Chuck.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm just as good as I was the last time I saw you over at Shula's Steakhouse a couple of months ago. I guess you guys are pretty darn happy. You're sold out. You've got the online auction. Things are cranking up today. Tell us what's going on.
Well, the excitement starts today, Dave. At noon today, we have the pre-wine festival Krug Luncheon. Which is just going to be a spectacular event with Krug coming in to pour some of their remarkable champagnes. Later in the evening tonight, we welcome the chefs and the vintners to a party. It's a called the VIP party, and it's our opportunity as festival participants to invite those honored guests, our vintners, our chefs, to Naples, and get them prepared for the excitement of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we're in full gear, and we're looking very much forward to Meet the Kids Day Friday morning, which is where we invite all the attendees to come see the wonderful work that their money goes to. We bring in the various charities and the children. And hands-on, we show the participants in the wine festival how we use the funds that we raise under the tent. And I can tell you that there's never a dry eye by the time they're through seeing the wonderful work that that this organization does.
Now, you have an online auction this year. This is something new that you haven't done in the past. And how is that going?
The online auction is terrific. The lots that are there, there's restaurant lots and vacation lots and wine lots and art and jewelry. The lots are fabulous. People are stepping up and bidding. The bidding is starting to get a little more feverish, and I think that over the next couple of days we're gonna see a wonderful, wonderful addition to the wine festival.
Now, this is something obviously you intend to continue doing then. Especially in light of the fact that it's sold out, and that means that next year you're likely to have the same issue. Not that it's an issue. We're always happy to hear that it's sold out. What are some of the big lots, the ones everybody will be talking about that will be auctioned off on Saturday?
Well, you know, the cars always get a lot of attention.
Yeah.
And there's a Lamborghini that's the brand new Huracan. One of the first produced in the world is at the auction, and the factory actually put a custom blue paint job on it.
Oh, wow.
Just spectacular.
Wow. I wish I could have driven that down here for that. That would have been fun.
Yeah, it's a great lot. And, you know, another very interesting lot, the Gargiulios wine, was some of the original founders of the wine festival, are going to be offering a lot of, I think it's 5 rounds of golf in one day, on a private jet starting up in, I think, Newfoundland, Canada, and going across the country from the east to the west. You're literally going to play 5 full rounds of golf in one day, and very likely you're going to get into the Guinness Book of Records.
And by the way, I assume that's 9 holes, not 18.
No, this is 18 holes.
Holy Mazzola. Man, you better be a fanatic for that.
Yeah, I've got to tell you something. If it was me, I'd have to bring Advil.
Well, maybe some of that Gargiulo wine that you're talking
about,
too, to help your attitude by about, you know, 10 o'clock Eastern time when it's 7 o'clock Western and you're out in L.A. playing at Pebble Beach or someplace.
That's right.
I understand that one of the cool things you're auctioning off to is some VIP treatment at the Jimmy Kimmel Show. And a few other things like that, right?
You know, the lots involving the Oscars or the Emmys or the Golden Globes always do well. We do our very best every year or two to try to put together a package. And yeah, it's a very exciting lot this year. Looking forward to some really robust bidding on that lot.
I have a question for you, and maybe you can help me with this. I assume that all of these items are in some way donated, or do you have to purchase some of these items for auction?
The lots are primarily donated to us. You know, obviously, cars have a cost, and we have to work out that with the car manufacturer. You know, the lots, we generally speaking, have donations by trustees, by the vintners. The chefs get together and donate, so yes.
Well, there must be a considerable amount of background work and arm twisting that goes on to put all this together.
You know, we started working on the lots. The brunch ended at about 1:30, 2 o'clock on Sunday last year, and we started at about 2:30 on Sunday working on the lots.
Wow, that's amazing. That's just amazing. How many volunteers do you have that work with your organization when the whole festival is all over with?
There's over 400 volunteers that come in and help us. And we could never do this without their help. They are an extraordinarily important and integral part of the wine festival.
Yeah, and I assume you get just widespread support from the whole community in terms of services and facilities and things like that as well.
You know, the town, especially this year, adding the online auction, the town has just been excited and engaged, and people are just as interested as I've ever seen them at the wine festival.
Do you have a monetary goal for this year? I mean, do you sit down at the beginning and you say, okay, we want to raise X number of dollars, or do you just kind of hope or have an idea where it's going to go? How do you budget for something like this?
Well, you know, we've over the years, we've been very fortunate the last few years to raise, you know, $10 to $12 million a year under the tent, and we certainly don't want to go backwards.
No,
we'd love to edge it forward a little bit, you know, we're going to do our best to have a banner year. That's for sure.
Now, one of the things that people in town always talk to me about is the celebrity types who wind up names people would recognize. Who show up? Judge Judy, for example, who has a home here, has been known to show up and bid, and even, I guess, appear on the stage from time to time. People like that. Can you reveal any of the celebrity names that we might be hearing about over the next 3 days?
You know, Dave, I can't do that. We sort of have a pact with our patrons that you know, if they wish to announce themselves, that's terrific, and we would encourage it. But we want to be respectful of you know, this is their private time. And so we as an organization generally just sort of let the participants themselves announce.
Yeah, I guess if the media happen to find out, that's on the media then. For the most part. All right. Well, Chuck, it just sounds like another banner year is about to happen. I don't want to jinx it or anything, but I know in the past it has always come off without a hitch, and I expect this year will be no exception. You're going to have great weather. There may be a little rain shower tomorrow, I'm told, but other than that, it looks like it's going to be a perfect time for the Naples Winter Wine Festival. I want to thank you for taking a couple of minutes to come on with us this morning.
Well, thank you very much, Dave.
My pleasure.
You know, bid high, bid often. It's all for the kids.
That's right. That's exactly right. All right. Thanks, pal.
Thank you.
Okay. Chuck Hallberg, co-chairman of the Naples Winter Wine Festival.